USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A shooting at a house party held in honor of someone who was killed earlier left 13 people wounded, four of them critically, according to Chicago police. The shooting stemmed from a dispute at the memorial party, according to Chief of Patrol Fred Waller. The victims range in age from 16 to 48 and suffered different and various gunshot wounds to the bodies. Two people are currently being questioned. One of them was arrested with a weapon and the other was wounded. And in Baltimore, seven people were found suffering from gunshot wounds when officers responded to the report of a shooting, according to the Baltimore Police Department. Baltimore is experiencing one of its most violent years on record, with more than 330 homicides so far. The city has also seen more than 1,300 commercial robberies and 1,350 carjacking. This is USA.
Do you feel like
Radio
many of us,
News.
All the distractions in the world, taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it. You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
The city said their country will now be a safer place after owners have handed in more than 50,000 guns during a buyback program following a new ban on assault weapons. But critics say the process was flawed and many owners have illegally stashed their firearm. The government banned most lethal types of semi-automatic weapons less than a month after a lone gunman in March killed 51 worshippers at two mosques. Police then launched a six-month program to buy back the newly banned weapons. If you love those hard-boiled eggs for protein throughout the day, Wendy King has a story about a recall.
Seven people have become sick and one person has died after eating hard-boiled eggs contaminated with listeria. The CDC is warning people to throw away peeled hard-boiled eggs sold in bulk to retailers by Georgia's Allmark Foods. Retailers are being told to wash everything the eggs touch, as the disease can spread very quickly.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Sick and tired of electronic robocalls? Congress may have the solution. With more, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Senate approved a bill to crack down on robocalls, sending to President Trump a measure meant to combat a persistent and costly problem for Americans. The bill, which the president is expected to sign, would stiffen enforcement and require that phone companies offer free consumer tools to identify and block scam calls. It also calls for tougher fines when individuals violate the law.
Robert Glenn Jr. Johnson, who won 50 NASCAR Cup Series races as a driver and 132 as an owner, and was also part of the inaugural class inducted into the NASCAR Hall of Fame in 2010, has died at age 88. He had been reportedly in declining health and entered hospice care earlier this week. A native of North Wilkesboro, North Carolina, Johnson, whose origins were in bootlegging moonshine, was named one of NASCAR's greatest drivers in 1968 after a 14-year career that ended in 1966 and included a win in the 1960 Daytona 500. He was immortalized as the last American hero in an Esquire magazine feature written by Tom Wolfe in 1965 and later in a 1973 movie adaptation starring Jeff Bridges. Remember that you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.